Now this is a dictation for Edward Weber, W-E-B-E-R, April 1143. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mr. Weber. Chronic kidney disease, history of Crohn's disease with chronic diarrhea, an ileal resection, underlying CHF low ejection fraction, last visit in November. Comes accompanied with son. Was admitted to the hospital in Midland. Severe dehydration, received large volume replacement, 5 liters. He was not eating or drinking as much, very weak. No heart attack, stroke, gastrointestinal bleeding, infection, sepsis, or need for dialysis. Was in an assisted living, Green Acres, A-C-R-E-S, for 3 months and home now the last few weeks. He lives alone, but son and family members checks on him very carefully. Has also meals provided at least a number of days a week. He's been told to drink 60 ounces of water. He follows with cardiology at Cleveland Clinic. Also follows with urology, Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S. Mobility is restricted, no recent falling episode, denied vomiting dysphagia, denies diarrhea bleeding. Right now, no cloudiness of blood or urine. There is nocturia, a minor incontinence. He chews tobacco, but no oral ulcers or dysphagia, denies vomiting, denies chest pain, denies purulent material hemoptysis, a minor sacral decubital close to the rectal area. Presently no major edema, no new pain, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review for the chronic diarrhea. The powder Questran, Q-U-E-S-T-R-A-N, has been changed to Cholestipol, P-O-L-E-S-T-I-P-O-L. He remains anticoagulated with Eliquis.